And Jesus said to those who believed in him, "For if you embrace the truth, it will release true freedom into your lives." John chapter 8 verse 32, the Passion Translation. This is the It Is What This podcast with Inero Afevo Osasunefiwa, where we affirm truth together from God's word. God bless you as you listen.
Hello guys, happy Sunday and yes, happy new month. Welcome to the seventh month of the year, aka the beginning of the second half of the year. We thank God for his faithfulness. Yes, God has been faithful. Hallelujah. Welcome to That Is What This podcast with Inero Afevo Osasunefiwa. And this is the episode 13. Wow. God has been faithful. Hallelujah. So straight up to what we have for today. 1 John chapter 4 verse 19. The NIV translation. It says, "We love because he first loved us." I would like us to also read it from the Passion Translation. It puts it this way. It says, "Our love for others is our grateful response to the love God first demonstrated to us." Hallelujah. So the moment we put our faith in Christ, we are enabled to love just as Christ loved us. We're enabled to love just as God loved us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm going back to verse 17 of the same 1 John 4. We see, it says in Passion Translation, it says, "By living in God, love has been brought to its full expression in us," hallelujah, "so that we may fearlessly face the day of judgment, because all that Jesus is now, so we are in this world," hallelujah. It has simply put it, all that Jesus is now, so we are in this world. So as Jesus is a genuine lover, so we are genuine lovers, hallelujah. As Jesus loved us, as God loved us, so we are able to love and to love him and to also love others. Hallelujah. So we are an expression of the entirety of God, an expression of the entirety of Christ. Hallelujah. So we are pointing out to love now. So just the same way God loves, just the same way Christ loves, we have been able to love the same way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So all that Jesus is now, so we are. Hallelujah. So 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4 shows us some characteristics of love. I would love us to point out, and as I point out these characteristics, I would want you to join me to affirm them together, because that is our reality. That is who we are now that we are in Christ Jesus. So from verse 4 we see that love is patient. Love is patient. So therefore you and I are patient. Hallelujah. Then it says love is kind. Therefore you and I, we are kind. It does not envy. Therefore you and I, we don't envy. It does not boast. Therefore you and I, we don't boast. It's not proud. Therefore you and I, we are not proud. Hallelujah. This is our reality. It does not dishonor others. Therefore, we don't dishonor others. It's not self-seeking. Therefore, we are not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. Therefore, we are not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Therefore, we don't keep record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Therefore, we don't delight in evil, but we rejoice in the truth. Hallelujah. It always protects. Therefore, we always protect. Love always trusts, always hopes, and always preserves. Therefore, we always trust, we always hope, and we always preserve. Hallelujah. These are the characteristics of love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, from verse 4 to 7. And this is our reality as people that have put our faith in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So let's affirm together. I am an expression of God's love. It is what it is. Let's say it again. I am an expression of God's love. It is what it is. God bless you.
If you've been listening to my podcast, or this is your first time and you haven't put your faith in Jesus, that is, accepted the life of Christ, or received the gift of salvation, I strongly recommend that you do so. Receiving the gift of salvation is the only guarantee to partake in all God has promised and of course become a citizen of heaven. Do you believe that God loves you and showed it by sending his son to die on your behalf? If yes, say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you died for me to save and deliver me from sin and bring me into your family. Today I declare that you are the Lord of my life. Thank you for saving me. Amen. If you just said this prayer with me, congratulations, you're welcome to our family. I would also love you to reach out to me on my WhatsApp number 0815-114-9176. I would be waiting to hear from you. Thanks and God bless you.